Carla Marion, Hal J., Ernie Brown, the morning news continues on WBAP. Dr. Sarah Kent is with us, a family medicine physician at USMD Crossroads. Dr. Kent, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, no problem. Good morning.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. I know that I have been surprised over the years to learn how many people do have alcohol issues in the U.S.
Right. It is very surprising, and it's easy to kind of fall into that. What people don't realize is that the healthful level of alcohol per day for a woman is one drink and a man is two drinks, and anything regularly over that over time can definitely have its effects.
Yeah, this is definitely an over time kind of issue for a lot of folks, and I think some people might not realize it until they're really in the thick of it, thinking, oh, okay, I used to drink one way as a younger person, and now, you know, I'm a full-blown adult, and I'm still doing this. And that's really a problem, but there's still time to get a hold of it, even if you've let it slide a little longer than you should have, right?
Oh, for sure. And the first step is talking to the people around you and seeing your family doctor. We have resources to help. And the problem is when, you know, alcohol in itself isn't bad. You know, there are some health benefits of a glass of red wine, but it's when alcohol becomes more than just a drink. People think they need a drink to be able to relax, or you use it as a coping mechanism. That's when things kind of start to slide in the wrong direction.
It seems like social media has maybe helped in the last, 5 to 10 years, bringing awareness to the issue. You have people sharing their personal stories of how they got sober and this sort of thing. Do you see that as being helpful in possibly curbing this trend?
Definitely. I know, you know, I have a personal experience with a family member. My uncle dealt with years with alcohol issues and was able to find support with AA, and it was life-changing for him. And while that may not be the route for everyone, finding someone you can talk to and relate with, it's a lifelong struggle once you get to that point.
Dr. Kent, nobody wants to admit they have a problem in the beginning. At some point, they do hit that wall where they have to say that there is an issue. What do you do at that point once you've realized that this has become a problem?
Right. The first step is just admitting that there's an issue. People may have heard over the years from family or friends, and then, you know, hopefully it's not a catastrophic event that causes that. But when they do realize it, first step is, I mean, coming and seeing their family doctor. We can point you in the right direction and find helpful ways to help you with the problem.
All right. This is Dr. Sarah Kent, a family medicine physician at USMD Crossroads. Thank you, Dr. Kent. We appreciate it.
Yes, no problem.